From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesia has not imported any rice in 2021, and the nation's current rice stocks are also adequate to meet domestic demand, President Joko Widodo has said. The president made the statement after participating in a rice plantation activity with several farmers in Trenggalek district, East Java province, which was broadcast on the presidential secretariat's YouTube channel on Tuesday. Local farmers' productivity increased this year thanks to the completion of a number of dams started in the previous years, which provided irrigation water for agricultural lands across Indonesia. Farmers' better productivity has increased total rice production throughout Indonesia. Indonesia has an important role in climate action as the country has set a target to achieve net zero emissions by 2060. In addition, Indonesia has a conditional target to phase out coal use by 2040. Minister Indrawati noted at the conference entitled the Indonesia International Conference for Sustainable Finance and Economy on Tuesday, according to a statement released by the Institute of Chartered Accountants in England and Wales. This shows that Indonesian government is committed to realizing environmentally friendly and sustainable development in accordance with the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. The Indonesian Transportation Ministry on Tuesday issued the travel guidelines for Indonesian migrant workers returning to the home country amid the spread of the latest coronavirus variant B11529 or Omicron. The guidelines touted the implementation of international travel in land transportation during coronavirus disease pandemic number SE104/2021. The Transportation Ministry's Director General of Land Transportation, Budi Setiadi, on November 30 said, Indonesia allows migrant travelers from overseas to enter Indonesia as long as they follow strict health protocols. Now we move to the international news. Stock markets around the world have fallen after the boss of Moderna cast doubts on the effectiveness of vaccine against the new Omicron COVID variant. Stephen Bankel told the Financial Times he thought there would be a material drop in vaccine efficacy. The COVID variant was first detected in South Africa, and the symptoms have been mild so far. But travel restrictions have been imposed as a precaution by places including the UK, the European Union, and the United States. Symptoms of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 are considered extremely mild by doctors in South Africa than those of its predecessors. The variant was first discovered in South Africa, and most of the cases were found in people aged 20 to 30. As quoted from the NBC Chicago page, a general practitioner in Gauteng province, Dr. Unben Pillai, said patients had flu-like symptoms such as dry coughs, fever, night sweats, and a lot of body pains. In general, data regarding the Omicron variant is still lacking, including its level of transmission, symptoms, and disease severity. South Korea and five Central Asian countries have discussed future cooperation projects during a minister-level gathering in four areas, including energy. According to the Foreign Ministry on Wednesday, the 14th Korea-Central Asia Cooperation Forum was held in Dushanbe, Tajikistan on Tuesday. Participants discussed ways to boost cooperation in four areas, including forestry, energy, digital world, and health. In a keynote speech, Foreign Minister Chung Eun-yong said South Korea and Central Asia relations, which have seen remarkable growth in the past three decades, are facing unprecedented challenges due to climate change and the COVID-19 pandemic. We end the news with a 15-year-old boy who is in custody after three students died and eight were injured in a shooting Tuesday afternoon at a high school in Oxford, Michigan, according to authorities. Oakland County Undersheriff Michael G. McCabe said at a news conference, the Oxford High School students killed were a 16-year-old boy, a 14-year-old girl, and a 17-year-old girl. The suspect, a sophomore at the school, was taken into custody without incident 2 to 3 minutes after authorities responded to the shooting. The suspect is being held at Oakland County Children's Village, a juvenile detention facility, and is on suicide watch where he is being checked on every 15 minutes, said David Coulter, the Oakland County executive. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on December 1, 1956, when Muhammad Hatta resigned from the position of Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia. Muhammad Hatta, or Bung Hatta, was a freedom fighter, statesman, economist, and also the first Vice President of Indonesia. He and the first President of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, proclaimed Indonesia's independence on August 17, 1945. Hatta also served as Prime Minister. On December 1, 1956, Hatta resigned from the position of Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia because he no longer agreed with President Sukarno. Moving on to an event on December 1, 1959, about the signing of the Antarctic Treaty System. The Antarctic Treaty System was signed on December 1, 1959. The treaty stated the Antarctic continent was used for peaceful purposes, so that everything related to the military, such as the construction of military bases, war exercises, and experiments of all kinds of weapons, were prohibited from being carried out in that place. Antarctica is designated as a special continent for scientific purposes. The biological resources in this place would be protected together. The countries that signed the treaty are Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Chile, France, Japan, New Zealand, Norway, South Africa, United Kingdom, Northern Ireland, and the United States. We end Today in History with an event on the World AIDS Day. World AIDS Day was first unveiled in August 1987 by James W. Bond and Thomas Netter, two officers of the World Health Organization in Geneva, Switzerland. They expressed the idea to the director of UNAIDS, a joint committee for the HIV/AIDS program in UN. Dr. Jonathan Mann liked the concept of AIDS Day and agreed to make the first AIDS Day fall on December 1, 1988. However, UNAIDS just activated World AIDS Day in 1996. AIDS Day began to be used to promote the dangers and ways to prevent AIDS. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
yang lain darimu hari ini. Apa itu karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai? Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi, pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, kini ku tahu apa yang lain darimu hari ini. Itu bukan karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai. Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi, pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi, pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci, warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi, pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci, membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, cuma dirimu untukku bentuk cinta itu, kamu. Oh ya kamu.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian businessman had made a bomb shell transaction potential for export to Japan with $12 million year-on-year value. This was the result of a business meeting between Indonesian palm shell businessman and Japanese biomass industry businessman in Pekanbaru Riau recently. That was stated by the Trade Ministry's National Export Development Director General Didi Sumedi in a statement released on Saturday. The business meeting was facilitated by Indonesian Trade Ministry along with Japan External Trade Organization or JETRO and Palm Shell Businessmen Association APCASI. In the statement, nilai semua desa. To maintain the trade balance surplus, the government keeps developing export potential products and commodities with high demand and sales value in the global market. One of them is the palm shell. Japan currently is the biggest market for palm shells and predicted to stay as the main market. That was because of Japan's energy policy. About 24% of the energy supply in Japan by 2030 must be renewable. Meanwhile, Trade Minister's Export Development Cooperation Director Madarop Nainggolan said the Trade Ministry will keep encouraging the palm shell export growth to Japan through cooperation with various stakeholders. Madarop further explained that the ministry and JETRO attempted to maintain and increase palm shell export to Japan. The cooperation among many was the one-on-one business matching. Madarop added, the ministry invite the buyers to see directly the warehouse and processing factory so they are more convinced with Indonesian palm shell quality. The world's palm shell production mostly comes from Indonesia. Indonesian palm shell product export in January until September 2021 had reached $286 million, or increasing by 27.01% compared to the same period in 2020. The main export destination is Japan with 84.5% of the total Indonesian palm shell export, followed by Thailand, Singapore, South Korea, and India. Indonesian palm shell supply comes from Jambi, Riau, West Sumatra, Central Kalimantan, and North Sumatra.
Sudah tak kulihat kau yang dulu ku mau. Kadang ingat, kadang tidak. Bagaimana dirimu? Dan aku suka.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Champuhan Hill is one of the beautiful natural tourism attractions in Bali, featuring green hills, valley, and meadows. It's very different when compared to other tourism attractions in Bali that feature views of the sea and tourism of rare animals. Champuhan Hill was once one of the songs by an Indonesian band called Slang, entitled Tepi Champuhan, that describes the beauty of this hill. Champuhan Hill is very popular because it is located in the Gunung Lebah Temple area. The area is very secret to the Hindu community in Bali. You can do various activities in this green nature to restore your energy. This place is also the best choice for those of you who want to take a break from hustle and bustle of the city in Bali. Jogging or traveling while enjoying the green natural scenery at Champuhan Hill is the perfect choice for those who want to refresh their mind and soul. One of the traveling routes is Champuhan Ridge Walk. This route is famous for its natural beauty and thick Balinese atmosphere, capturing the beauty of nature into your camera is certainly the first choice if you visit this hill. If you have a talent for painting, of course, you also want to monumentalize it with a touch of oil paint on the canvas. There are various choices for you to enjoy the fresh air in this hill. One of them is various logging facilities around the Champuhan Hill area. The hill, which is open for 24 hours and is free of charge, will make you feel free to enjoy the surrounding scenery. You can travel for 1 hour from downtown Kuta, Bali to arrive at Champuhan Hill. Strict health protocols are still in force in this area, so that it would be better if you prepare them before leaving for this hill. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Semoga ada yang menerangi sisi gelap ini, menanti seperti pelangi setia menunggu. hujan reda. Aku selalu suka sehabis hujan di bulan Desember. Selalu ada yang bernyanyi dan berelegi di balik awan hitam. Semoga ada yang menerangi sisi gelap.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And today's topic is about berbelanja, which means shopping. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Bisa Bayar Dengan Kartu Kredit, which means Can I Pay with a Credit Card? This conversation happens between Kevin and a clerk. Kevin wants to buy a batik shirt with a credit card. Let's listen to the conversation.
Totalnya Rp500.000.
Bisa bayar dengan kartu kredit?
Bisa, Pak.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Totalnya, totalnya, which means the total. Kartu kredit, which means credit card. Rp500.000, Rp500.000, which means Rp500.000. Bisa bayar dengan kartu kredit, bisa bayar dengan kartu kredit, which means can I pay with a credit card? Bisa pakai kartu kredit, which means can I use a credit card? Bisa, which means can. Kartu debit, which means debit card. In the conversation, you hear Kevin ask, bisa bayar dengan kartu kredit, which means can I pay with a credit card? You can ask the question when you want to pay with a credit card. You can replace the phrase kartu kredit, which means credit card, with kartu debit, which means debit card, or the name of the other payment service applications. In addition, you can use the expression bisa pakai kartu debit, which means can I pay with a debit card? So, when you want to know if the payment can be done by using a credit card or not, you can use the expressions bisa bayar dengan kartu kredit or bisa pakai kartu kredit. Let's listen to the other examples of expressions to know if the payment can be done cashless or not. Bisa bayar dengan kartu debit? Bisa bayar dengan kartu debit, which means can I pay with a debit card? Maaf, tidak bisa. Maaf, tidak bisa, which means sorry, you can't. Bisa pakai kartu debit, which means can I use a debit card? Bisa pak, which means yes sir, you can. In the traditional market, people sell and buy many kinds of daily needs such as foodstuff and clothes. Usually, the prices of goods are cheaper than in the mall, especially if you can bargain. If you go to the market, you should provide cash for payment. Most of the sellers in the market only serve payment with cash. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Totalnya Rp500.000.
Bisa bayar dengan kartu kredit?
Bisa, Pak.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Saat ini
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we would like to present you a song from Aceh entitled Salam. Salam is an Acehnese language whose meaning is greeting. The lyrics of this song describe an expression of greeting when we are welcoming a guest. This greeting is done by saying greeting and serving food, such as srikaya and betel. Greeting a guest or pemulia jami is an important tradition for Acehnese society. In the song Salam, the guest is welcomed by food and beverage, traditional dance, and beautiful poetry. Alright, listener, here is the song Salam by Mohlis. Enjoy!
Kaum dumna jaro lo nasib lo di atuun salam alaikum lon tegur sapa jaro lon si tanda mulia jaro si kurung lembut lapan dengan toti
ngon atokaya jaro lon lapan lon bu otuju ranop lambung ku lon yo kegada
of Indonesia.
Jangan sampai kau ragukan cintaku. Aku
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.